You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Monday to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Lord God, I pray for all these listeners here today. Thank you to everyone who's tuned in here today, not because they want to hear me, but because whether they know it or not, they're hungry for a word from you today, Lord. God, I pray you'd meet everyone right where they're at today. Speak to every listener that's tuned in here today, just what they need to hear, your word and a word from you directly to them. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. You are listening to WGOD Radio. It's Monday. We are going to get into another sermon series here from the book of Romans, and we're getting ready to wrap up Romans at church. As a matter of fact, we're just about wrapping that up. I think we've got maybe 1 week left, and then we're going to start some messages, some Christmas messages. But I love Bible doctrine, and I love some of the old hymns, some of the old Christmas carols, and the great doctrine underlying those hymns. For instance, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, Glory to the Newborn King, or even God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, Let Nothing You Dismay. Remember, Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we have gone astray. There's a great sermon in that. Hope you don't mind my singing it to you, but that's one of the things coming up at Island Community Church in the coming weeks here in December. God bless everyone. This is part one now of Romans chapter 13. We've cracked another chapter, chapter 13. This sermon is entitled Obey the Government. When we think about it, Romans chapter 13, let every soul be subject to the King James calls it, the higher powers. And imagine the evil, wicked tyrant Nero was in power. When Paul says, you see that man over there? You do what he says. And we're going to look at the exceptions to that rule. That's what we're in store for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of this week. Here is part one, Obey the Government. This message is not going to be popular. I'm in my office Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Ask the associate pastor what the one requirement is. Bring your Bible. The message today is entitled, Submit to Government. We've hit chapter 13 in the book of Romans, and finally we've come across a sermon that the United States government will approve of. Submit to the government. Romans chapter 13, starting in verse 1. It says, let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority. All right, now the King James says higher power. Remember, power, the Greek word exousia, can mean power, authority, or right. Like in John 1:14, is it 1:14? It says, as many as received him, to them he gave the exousia to become children of God. So probably the correct way to translate that is authority, but sometimes it's translated power. That's why the King James has higher power. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God. And the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Now, before you say, well, that was then and this is now. Or people could say, well, that was written before Donald Trump. But people could say, for the past 8 years, this was written before that Christian tyrant, Barack Obama. Well, what do you know? I'm 1 minute into this, and the government's already mad at me. Submit to the government. Even over the tyrant, Barack Obama, Christian tyrant. You want to rejoice at what Donald Trump is doing for Christians. Here is the president of this country. See, the thing is, we've forgotten how it used to be. When he would go to prayer meetings and he'd be a Christian and pray for this country and put Christians first. That's how it used to be. We'd forgotten how it used to be because of the 8 years of torment. Now remember that all the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Now let me clue you in on a little fact before we get further. Romans was written around 57 AD. If Romans was written in 57 AD, do you know who the emperor was in 57 AD? Right, it was that old homosexual himself, Nero. Who, by the way, not only killed the Apostle Paul and had him beheaded, he also killed the Apostle Peter and crucified him upside down. Have you any idea how wicked this head of the government was? In 64 AD, most of Rome was destroyed in the Great Fire of Rome, which many people believe Nero himself started in order to clear land for his new palace. He is known for many executions, including that of his mother, and the murder by poison of his stepbrother, someone named Britannicus, of the encyclopedia side of the family, no doubt. Also, Nero wanted to win the favor of the gods. There were sacred banquets and nightly vigils celebrated by married women. Nothing worked. So Nero persecuted the Christians. He had them arrested and they all pled guilty. They were convicted of, and I quote, hatred against mankind, unquote. Their sentence was death. Only Nero wanted them humiliated. So they were covered with the furs of animals, and dogs then tore them apart limb by limb. They were also nailed to crosses. Now, let me stop here for a second. Think of Barack Obama doing this. Okay? Think of Barack Obama taking Christians and putting furs on them and having animals rip the Christians to shreds. Would you still call Barack Obama, sir? This is what was going on there when this man wrote this. You can't say that was then and this is now. You can't say that. Imagine if Barack Obama was doing that. Feeding Christians to the lions. So, context, you bet your sweet bippy we're going to look at context. That's what the context is. One particular horrible thing Nero did was he used his garden for a show. And he had large groups of Christians dipped in oil and then put them around his garden and set them on fire in order to light up his garden. And while they burned, he mingled around them and just stood and watched as all the Christians were torched. And Paul says, whatever that man says, do. And we think this country is bad.
So this is the man, came to power in 54 AD. This is the man who sits as emperor when the Apostle Paul says to all of us, let every soul be subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God. And the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Wow. So you and I are to submit to government regardless of how wicked the ruler is. And when you disobey this command, verse 2, therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God. And those who resist will bring judgment upon themselves. Now, let me show you where and when you should disobey the government. Turn with me, please, Acts chapter 4, picking it up in verse 5. Now, it came to pass on the next day that the rulers, elders, and scribes, as well as Annas the high priest, Caiaphas, John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the family of the high priest, they were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, Peter and John were preaching Jesus. And they told them to stop. And now they're about to stand before these guys here. When they had set them in their midst, they asked them, by what power or by what name have you done this? I'm in Acts chapter 4, verse 8. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers of Israel and rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day are judged for a good deed, done to a helpless man, by what means he has been made well? Let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man stands here before you whole. This is the stone rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name given among men by which there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled. And they realized that they had been with Jesus. This is what happens when you hang around Jesus. You end up like these guys. Untrained, uneducated, and full of all the wisdom. Verse 14, seeing the man who had been healed standing with them, they could not say anything against it. But when they had commanded them to go outside of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, what shall we do to these guys? For indeed a notable miracle has been done through them is evident to all who dwell in Jerusalem. We cannot deny it. But so that it spreads no further among the people. All right, here's the rub. Let us severely threaten them that from now on they speak to no man in this name. So they called them and commanded them not to speak or teach in the name of Jesus.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.